आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस पोस्ट बजट वेबिनार ऑन एग्रीकल्चर एंड रूरल प्रॉस्पेरिटी इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर अटेंड्स सूफी म्यूजिक फेस्टिवल जहान खुसरो इन नेशनल कैपिटल। Says Sufi tradition has carved a unique identity for itself in India. Center amends passport rules, making birth certificates only proof of date of birth for applicants born on or after 1st of October 2023. US President Donald Trump calls for immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, warns Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support after two leaders engage in verbal clash during meeting at White House. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his Australian partner Alexei Popirin enter men's doubles final of Dubai Championships. And in ICC Champions Trophy, Australia qualify for semi-finals after crucial Group B match against Afghanistan in Lahore ends in a washout. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The day-long webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It will focus on agriculture growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. The event will also be joined by all the union ministers. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will present his view at the event this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will attend the next conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the channel NewsX World will also be launched. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. Prime Minister Modi has lauded the Sufi tradition for carving a unique identity for itself in India. He termed the Sufi tradition as India's shared heritage and praised its saints for their pluralistic message. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Sufi music festival Jahan-e Khusro, commemorating the legacy of famous Sufi poet and scholar Amir Khusro at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi last evening.
भारत में सूफी परंपरा ने अपनी एक अलग पहचान बनाई। सूफी संतों ने खुद को महज मस्जिदों या खानकाहों तक सीमित नहीं रखा। उन्होंने पवित्र कुरान के हर्फ पढ़े तो वेदों के स्वर भी सुने। उन्होंने अजान की सदा में भक्ति के गीतों की मिठास को जोड़ी। अलग अलग भाषा शैली और शब्द, लेकिन संदेश वही। मुझे खुशी है कि आज जहाने खुसरो उसी परंपरा की एक आधुनिक पहचान बन गया।
The Prime Minister appreciated जहाने खुसरो, saying that events like these are important for the country's culture and art. He said, "This program has made a place in the hearts of people, which is its biggest success. The Grand Sufi Music Festival will continue till tomorrow." The centre has amended the passport rules, making birth certificates issued by appropriate authorities the only proof of date of birth for passport applicants born on or after 1st of October 2023. An official notification has been issued in this regard, effecting the amendment to the passport rules of 1980. Under the new norms, the Passports Amendment Rules 2025, birth certificates issued by the Registrar of Births and Deaths, the municipal corporation or any other authority empowered under the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969 will be accepted as proof of date of birth for persons born on or after 1st of October 2023. Other applicants can submit alternative documents such as a driving license, PAN card, election photo identity card or school leaving certificates as proof of date of birth. In Uttarakhand, rescue operations have been intensified to evacuate trapped workers following a massive avalanche near Mana village in Chamoli district. A total of 55 workers who were camping near the place were trapped under the snow, and so far 33 have been safely rescued. Efforts are ongoing to locate the remaining 22 workers. Despite facing challenging weather conditions and heavy snowfall, teams from the ITBP, Army and BRO are tirelessly working to carry out the rescue mission. We have more from our correspondent.
Four injured workers have been admitted to the ITBP Army Hospital. BRO machinery is actively engaged in cleaning the snow, and if the weather permits, Mi-17 helicopters will be deployed today for further rescue operations. The Prime Minister's office is closely monitoring the situation, ensuring all possible assistance to the district administration. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami visited the State Disaster Operations Centre in Dehradun twice yesterday to assist the situation. The Chief Minister has ordered the establishment of a disaster control room in Joshimath and has instructed the use of drones to enhance efficiency of the rescue operations. He assured that the state government is fully committed to supporting those affected and no efforts will be spared in the relief operations. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
In Telangana, a rescue operation is underway on war footing at the Sri Salem Left Bank Canal SLBC tunnel, where 8 people were trapped after a section of the roof collapsed last Saturday morning. Talking to media, Nagar Kurnool District Collector Badwan Vath Santosh said 11 top agencies specializing in tunnel disasters are working together to evacuate the trapped individuals. He said rat miners are being used to help confirm the location of those trapped inside. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. US President Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. The statement comes after a heated exchange of words between the two leaders over the path to a Ukraine-Russia truce during a meeting at the White House in Washington last night. The war of words also led to the collapse of the talks between the US and Ukraine to sign a deal on rare earth minerals and security guarantees as part of broader negotiations on a possible truce in Ukraine's years-long war with Russia. Talking to reporters after the verbal clash, President Trump said he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready for a peace deal.
A ceasefire could take place immediately. I want it to end immediately. I want a ceasefire now. He says, oh, I don't want a ceasefire. Well, all of a sudden, he's a big shot because he has the U.S. on his side. Either we're going to end it or let him fight it out. And if he fights it out, it's not going to be pretty. Because without it, without us, he doesn't win.
Earlier, in a fiery public confrontation in the presence of international media, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance accused President Zelensky of risking millions of lives, warning that his actions might lead to World War III. Ukraine President Zelensky told President Trump that there should be no compromise with President Putin in negotiating a resolution to the war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. You're right now not in a very good position.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
Have you said thank you once this entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting. You said thank you.
Your country is in big trouble.
Can I
wait a minute? No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this.
Later, Mr. Zelensky abruptly left the White House without signing the crucial minerals agreement with the U.S. A scheduled joint news conference of the two leaders was also cancelled after the meeting. In a social media post after the meeting, President Trump said President Zelensky can come back to the White House when he's ready for peace. President Zelensky, in a social media post after the meeting, said that Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and they're working exactly for that. Meanwhile, there were swift and widespread messages of solidarity and support for Ukraine from European leaders in the wake of the contentious White House meeting between American and Ukrainian leaders. European Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen urged Ukrainians to be strong, brave and fearless. Similar messages also came from leaders of France, Spain, Poland and Lithuania. On the other hand, Russia and its allies extended full support to US President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance on the issue. The Madhya Pradesh government has introduced a real competition, inviting participants to create short videos for social media platforms that highlight the importance of cleanliness and encourage awareness among the residents. The winners will be awarded up to 2 lakh rupees. More details from our correspondent.
Describing about the Swachh MP Reel competition, State Panchayat and Rural Development Minister Prahlad Singh Patel said that the participants will be able to upload their reels till 15th April. Out of the reels received from across the state, the best 5 participants will be given prizes ranging from 25,000 to 2 lakh rupees.
मैं नौजवान भाइयों बहनों से निवेदन करता हूं, गीला सूखा कचरा अलग-अलग करना, इस पर कोई रील हो, कचरे का दोबारा उपयोग हो सके और खुले में कचरा ना लोग फेंके, ऐसे कोई रोचक रील अगर आप बना सकते हैं तो आप जरूर भागीदार बनिए।
The objective of the Swachh MP Reel competition is to bring forward innovations toward cleanliness so that other people can also learn from them and keep their environment clean by making good use of waste. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
People in the national capital Delhi woke up to a cloudy sky, thunderstorm and light rain today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said Delhi NCR and various northern states are experiencing near rainfall due to an active western disturbance, a weather phenomenon responsible for bringing moisture-laden winds. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, Australia have qualified for the semi-finals after their crucial Group B match against Afghanistan at Lahore in Pakistan was washed out due to rain. Both the teams shared 1 point each. Australia now joins India and New Zealand, who have already secured their spots in the semi-finals. South Africa will take on England in the final Group B match in Karachi this evening. A win or a tie will ensure South Africa the final berth in the semi-finals. However, Afghanistan can still qualify for the semis if England defeats South Africa by 207 runs or more. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets in Bengaluru last night. With this win, Delhi jumped to the top of the standings while Mumbai slipped to the second spot. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. at the same venue in Bengaluru. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his partner Alexei Popirin of Australia have advanced to the men's doubles final of the Dubai Championships. The unseeded Indian-Australian duo defeated Jamie Murray of the United Kingdom and John Pearce of Australia in the semi-finals yesterday. This is Bhamri's first ever ATP 500 final. The victory also pushed him to a career-high live ranking of number 41 in the ATP doubles rankings. Bhamri and Popirin will take on Henry Patton of the United Kingdom and Henry Heliovaara of Finland in the final this evening. And now, for a look at India's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. The avalanche that hit a Border Roads Organization project site near Marna in Uttarakhand's Chamoli district is front page news, with many dailies carrying photos of the havoc and rescue operations. The Hindu Quds Army Brigade Commander Mandeep Dhillon is saying that the rescue personnel are equipped with specialized medical team and engineering equipment. The public spat between President Trump and President Zelensky is the top story in Hindustan Times. Trump-Zelensky talks fall through after bitter clash, reads the headline. Growth picks up to 6.2% in third quarter. Financial year 25 projections now 6.5%, headlines Business Standard. And finally, the Times of India reports that this February was India's warmest in 125 years of record keeping. The paper quotes IMD's warning that the summer is likely to be hotter than normal. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. Prime Minister attends Sufi music festival Jahan-e-Khusro in national capital. Says Sufi tradition has carved a unique identity for itself in India. Centre amends passport rules, making birth certificates only proof of date of birth for applicants born on or after 1st of October 2023. US President Donald Trump calls for immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, warns Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support after two leaders engage in verbal clash during meeting at White House. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his Australian partner Alexei Popirin enter men's doubles final of Dubai Championships. And in ICC Champions Trophy, Australia qualify for semi-finals after crucial Group B match against Afghanistan in Lahore ends in a washout. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.